Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, happy pre-Thanksgiving! Starting now, you little flunkies. Okay, what's going on, man?
Yeah, dude. Are you guys coming up with your game plan for Turkey Day? Do you know how you're going to attack that buffet? And also, while attacking said buffet, avoiding the onslaught of terrible conversations you have to have with loved ones.
Oh, God.
I like how we refer to people as loved ones in our family. Like, we're like, yeah, no, we love them only because we have to.
No, I agree with that. I completely do. However, I want you to step back, and you can jump in this train of thought with me, listeners, because this will be the realest shit you've never thought of. So when you go to these big family gatherings, it's essentially taking you back, harken back to your school days, where you're out, and it's intramural time, and you're picking your team. Because you know exactly who you're going to talk to, and the last person, you're like, ah, fuck. Like, come on, everybody's got that one or six family members that they're just like, ah, god damn it, I got stuck in the conversation. It's the same feeling you used to get when you're like, ah, fuck, Ted, I guess you're on our team, fuck, he's gonna screw everything up.
Just stand over there.
Hey, you want...
You drop every football play and you're like, Ted, you stand over there.
Okay, we're playing California kickball, who's up? Oh, Ted's up. Oh, Ted, just say your ankle hurts right now, you can't do shit.
What the fuck is California kickball?
You never played that? Okay, so I gotta count the fucking bases now. No, you added two extras, so there's 5, 6 in total, okay? And it was with the fucking volleyball they rolled, and it was indoor kickball. So then the difference is, though, so if you hit the far back wall, as a home run, you just ran all the bases, you cleared everybody, hit the ceiling, you're out. But the fun part about this, though, is if you kept the ball in play while you're running, it effectively turned into dodgeball, so you could just beam a motherfucker that's running and they're out.
Oh,
so yeah, that I don't.
What happened in regular dodgeball though too?
Yes, but this was like kickball. Well, oh, you mean in kickball? He said dodgeball.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry, kickball.
Yeah, but this was just making more out of a indoor style
like
thing.
Your gym teacher was a fucking lazy asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Now that you say that, yeah. Well, we never actually played true kickball. I guess that was as close as we got, because you never got that fucking rubber ball that would crush a kid's soul. But then again, all of us that played sports in any capacity would just fucking wail on people. I remember a dude lost his, like, tooth because a wiffle ball hit him square in the face. He was pitching, kid hit the ball, smacked him right in the face.
Dude, that's what's going to happen with sports. I don't get why people, like, get, oh, we need to protect kids. And, no. Like, see, it's shit like that. And then that kid probably went, like, told his mom about
no.
it.
No.
His mom got all helicopter mom about it.
No.
And they make you guys play fucking Uno.
No, actually, it was I remember the kid, Jeff. He did that, and he was laughing because he had half of one of his front teeth left.
Oh.
So he's just running around, fucking around with it. And then he's like, anybody can help me find my tooth? That'd be great, though. Like, speaking of that, it just brings back all the fucked up things that used to happen. Like, people, you know, all the people that sit on the side bench because they don't want to fucking do jack shit. They're
yeah,
just
the
like,
goth kids.
Well, no, there wasn't even goth kids. It was just people just like, oh, I don't want to be in any of these, like, intense. All these sports players, all the girls and boys that play sports are really intense, and I don't want to fucking do that. So they go sit up on the bench while we play, like, this particular instance was Ultimate Frisbee. So they're not paying attention. They're too busy talking. The Frisbee comes up to Katie like a fucking buzzsaw and cuts her top gums because she's talking. So just all you see is this Frisbee fly by, and then it was like if you wave both hands in front of your face to change your face, like that little stupid trick people used to do that's like, I'm smiling, and you move your hands in front of your face, and all of a sudden you're frowning. Picture
right.
that, like talking, all of a sudden horror blood gushing everywhere because that's what happened.
Jesus. You know, okay, that was like twice as terrifying for me to hear because you kept cutting in and out on me there.
And she died.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, good. Good. We got to lower that population, man.
Yeah.
That's why they're not curing cancer. Going back to like the Thanksgiving thing, I just like that's like half my problem is like now, like, I don't like going to family events because I realize something about myself. I'm the crazy uncle.
No.
I am, though.
And... Oh,
I have a really scraggly beard. I fucking yell about random things about the government now and then.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Crazy theories?
No, that's called a spook.
Oh, I'm pretty sure a spook is a... That's not the definition I know of spook, but okay.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, the military term, that's a spook.
Is a person who, like, has does trust the government. But
yeah, it's like fucking conspiracies and shit.
Oh. Did you learn that watching The Punisher?
No, I actually already knew that one, but yes. That was,
Is that what they actually said when you were in the military, though? Is that what they called people?
A bunch of spooks, yeah.
Wow, that's weird. I guess I've only ever heard of that using, like, a racist term.
No, you're thinking of a similar sounding word that starts with a G.
No, I swear to God I've heard spook used in, like, I don't know. You know, people take words and they just have, oh, there's so many different meanings to them.
Yeah.
I never heard of it in that, like, that aspect, I guess, like a conspiracy theorist, I guess. It's not that I have conspiracies, it's just I just, like, I don't know. I look for the worst in people first before I look for the good.
Makes sense.
So I feel like if you know people's, like, deep, dark, horrible secrets first, then you can better understand them, and then you end up liking them more when you find out all the good stuff.
Hey, man, I really hated you from the beginning, but the second I found out all these fucking skeletons you found, and all of them are missing a pinky, it's really awesome to know you.
Yeah. So, where's the necklace? I need to see it.
It's in the Titanic.
Yeah.
It's the only necklace I know of, outside of the pearl.
Oh, I wanted to, speaking conspiracy theories, I've been trying to drum up some theories about our family get together this Thursday, and I have to ask you, do you think there will be ham this year? Because last year it was Hamgate. There was no ham, and everybody was pissed. Oh, or at least I was.
There'll be ham. I have made the inquiry, and I have had it confirmed. However, I mean, they could pull a rope-a-dope on my ass, and there'd be no ham again.
Yeah, mom just looks at you and goes, "You're the ham."
But
dun.
Or we get that weird look and go, "But I put more seasoning on this." AKA, I dropped the whole fucking can of seasoning on it again.
She didn't drop a can of seasoning.
It looked like it.
Talking about the spicy turkey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing that, like, happened with that wasn't the fact that just mom, like, dumped a whole bunch of seasoning on it. She made two different rubs because she accidentally put, like, three things, like, tablespoons of cayenne in the one. She completely misread the directions.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Her spice.
That's right. Fucking cayenne pepper.
It was fucking awesome, though. I liked that spicy turkey.
It was good when you didn't get a part that was just pure cayenne.
I liked it.
I like spicy.
I took it to, mom gave me, like, most of it, and I took it. I ate it for, like, a week. It was great.
Well, you can just make fucking sandwiches all fucking day out of that shit.
Yeah, that was back when I was eating bread.
Back when I was in the famine stage.
No, like, I just, like, I don't eat a lot of bread anymore. Like, I don't buy sandwich stuff anymore or anything like that. But I used to take sandwiches all the time to work. Now I take a lot of salads and stuff. So, completely different from how I was a year ago. Look at me, growing in a year.
I'm adulting.
I hate that. I hate that fucking word, adulting. I hate when people use that. Do you like that word? Do you partake in the use of that?
Not regularly.
Good. I'm going to say this podcast is officially over, if that's true.
That's okay. We got a few tricks up our sleeves.
Yeah, I just, like, adulting is a terrible word. First of all, there are no real adults, let's be honest. Like, we're technically adults by, like, our age, but, like, we're not adults at all.
And no, we're
just... The older I get and the more I hang out with people who are... Now closer to my age, or I'm, like, closer to people who are 40 or anything like that, I go, Oh, like when you hang out with them, like that they're not your parents' friends or anybody like that. They're just like people you meet, but you hang out with. I've learned, I'm like, oh, dude, these people aren't fucking adults.
No, I'm a firm believer.
They're all juvenile fucking assholes.
No, and I don't even know if it's that. I honestly think it's just, yo, we're just big fucking kids that'll keep doing the same shit unless we get in trouble. And then our brains formed enough because we got busted last time, but we could do it a different way. And you're proverbial, just, I mean, doing the same shit. Like, hey, let's go get absolutely shit-faced with our friends and have a good old time. Like,
only
all that
difference
stuff
is now you can go to jail for the shit you get caught for.
Yeah, there's that. That's why you always use your friends as a leverage bar to go, oh, fuck. Yo, you hear about Chris and Tiffany? Yeah, guys, no more parties in the front yard. It's like backyard.
What's funny though is like the fact that like you wish you could come up with alibis. You always think, oh, we'd be able to get away with more stuff as an adult, but you really can't. You got to establish a lot of alibis. There's a lot of work into it, and you can't just like text your friend or call them anymore because the NSA is always monitoring everything. And somehow the police always can call them and get all the information they want. It's ridiculous.
Spook on the line. Yeah. NSA monitoring us.
Well, and then we also have a bunch of people monitoring this podcast.
Yeah. The NSA. We're really popular among them and the CIA.
You hear these two guys from Iowa? They're fucking funny, but they're both morons.
Be accurate. I mean, I can't argue that.
I can't either. No, but I'm glad to hear there's ham, though. Get back on the real story here. Ham is what's important. I was so pissed last year that we only got turkey. Isn't that a first world problem?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking turkey?
So,
this is bullshit.
And what's funny is that I had a huge argument, and like a legitimate argument, with some, let's say, project managers and stuff like that at work. We fucking got in an argument over, no, ham is legit, fuck turkey, and we are solid in the fuck turkey camp. And then there's a bunch of fuck ham people in there, so it's just lobbing grenades at each other like, oh, you fucking fucks, you just eat all this turkey and you go take your goddamn nap. We're going to be over here eating all the ham and being American as all get out, and welcome to this.
Ham has so much more flavor to it than turkey.
It's so good. It's so good. It's the closest thing you're going to get to having bacon on Thanksgiving without actually having bacon.
Yeah. And I like turkey, too. Like, I like having both. But if you were like, hey, man, you're only getting one, I'm like, give me the fucking ham. There's a reason we have a Christmas ham, too. It's a Christmas ham dinner, not a turkey dinner at fucking Christmas.
Well, and
better.
I mean, come on, people, get out of the fucking past. I mean, the turkey thing's all because of, oh, this is what the pilgrims did. Well, guess what? We're not a pilgrim. Like, that shit's gone. Evolve and eat ham. It's intended.
That's what God wanted. He wanted us to go ham on some ham.
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah. I bet you did. I bet you like that.
Ham.
No, yeah, man. So what have you been up to this week?
Alright, so I've been fucking around playing Destiny just to fucking get some random shit and have fun, just doing the same old shit. And I've done basically all the content that thing has to offer, so I get on like every once in a while for like 3 hours a week, and I'll over the course of that entire week, do stuff to get new gear, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm just waiting for more content, which comes next month. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I've gotten my monies out of it, so I don't care.
Seems super boring of a game to make you have to wait for content like that.
Well, it's because it's, like, online. So, I mean, you don't have to. It's just, the thing is, like, I'd just be repeating some shit. Like, I could go do the raid over and over and over and try and get all the gear out of that, but I'm not about that life. Like, the raid, if you're running a solid team, you can do in an hour. If you're running a not-so-solid team, it could take anywhere from 4 to 6, and I don't have that kind of time. Mm. Like, I don't want to sit down and go, okay. I mean, that first time, I'm like, this is cool. But you have to dedicate a fucking day or night to it. And that's garbage. I was wanting to tell you, because you've had a fun story about it, but I went to our lovely little church. So I took me and my daughter with mom to go watch the church thing. And
I went to the church show, you know, the thing where they talk about the Christ and he tells a story.
Yeah,
and
if I was
some shit out.
If I had to rate this, I'd have to rate it a 2.5 out of 10. It lacks an originality. They fail to, you know, put it in current times. It's the same game every year. But the fun part about it is I walk out because I'm like, oh, this sermon or something's going on for a while. And I'm like, oh, I need out of here. I'm starting to do the head nod, falling asleep shit. So I'm like, okay, I just go take a leak and go get a drink of water. And so I walk out there and there's a kid out there with just a tablet or phone or something. I just hear laughter. I'm like, what's okay? So I walk over there, and lo and behold, I didn't have to get close to know what he was watching. I could tell by the unmistakable voice of Terrence and Philip echoing throughout the halls of the church. And I'm like, yes, yes, play it louder.
That's awesome.
So we just got South Park blaring at the front entrance for all that come in to be welcomed. It was great.
I hope it was playing Uncle Fucker, too.
No, it wasn't the movie.
That you.
That would have been great, but no, it was like, it was part of some show, I think. I don't know what episode it was, but it was not the movie.
Right. No, I figured it wasn't, but that's... Oh, God, man. I mean, I was talking to some people about this earlier, last night, about how people just fucking stick devices in front of their kids' faces. Like, people don't fucking parent. I'm not a parent, obviously, but Jesus Christ, like, that's, I feel like that's the only way people solve problems with their kids. This is like, here, take this phone and watch this or play this game. I don't want to deal with you. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my daughter likes to take the tablet to watch like Netflix or something when I'm watching something, and that's a different story, but
yeah, that makes total sense. But you don't, when we're out in public and she's being weird or like, you know, misbehaving, you don't pull out your phone and say, here, take this and be quiet. You've never done that.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's what I'm talking about. If people, like when you're in a grocery store and a kid's throwing a fucking fit and like the mom just pulls out her phone, she's like, watch this and behave. And like, what the fuck?
No, you fucking grab the nearest like licorice thing and just whoop their ass. Just like in the old day, you just find the closest thing you could fucking just inflict some quick pain. Wait, what?
Right. That's exactly how you're supposed to do it.
just a cold cut coming over and like, oh, and I bought some frozen chicken here. Put this right there. Hold it there. You'll be fine.
The shit I couldn't believe the other day, I was in the mall with Jake and we were walking into a store. You know, there's this lady. She's got like four kids with her. Already a mistake. And then she has the one in the what do you fucking call the thing that you put babies in? Like, you push it.
Oh, the leash? Push it. The stroller?
Yes, I couldn't remember the name of the thing. Yeah, the stroller. She has one of the kids in the stroller. And this kid is like, just like, no, I don't want that one. It's like, well, what movie do you want to watch on Netflix? It's not, and it, like, the mom's like, it's not working very well inside the mall. And like, but what movie do you want? And like, negotiating with the kid, and the kid's getting snippy about which movie the mom's picking for him. And I was like, I would whoop the fuck out of that kid if he was. I was trying to give him some entertainment, and he's yelling at me.
Woo! Yeah, you just pull that right back and be like, all right, well, guess what? Oh, the battery died.
Yeah, it's like, it bothers me so much. I just. It's a lack of parenting. That's why you got all these damn millennials acting like a bunch of assholes.
No, hey, man. Hey, I'm glad you feel that way. I'm going to give you this trophy for parenting, even though you're not first, you're not last. Everybody's a participant here.
You take your goddamn participation trophy and shove it straight up your ass. They're probably going to start giving those out to parents, like the government will. Like, hey, we all know you tried this year, so here's a participation trophy for parenting. And I hope they fucking launch them out of cannons into their fucking skulls.
It's like a fucking t-shirt cannon with a 30-pound trophy just fucking taking people out.
Here you go, Karen. You did a great job helping little Betsy get her A or get her C in fucking math.
Today we're here to mourn Karen. She died, mom of four, pushing one on the stroller.
She died doing what she loved, neglecting her children and sticking a device in front of their faces.
But it's okay. She got her parent participation award. We're going to put this right on our tombstone here.
The casket, like they're trying to close it after the viewing, and it's just like lodging her head in there. Like, fuck, it's hindering the thing. It's like a doorstop on this fucking casket.
Hey, Frank, come shave this down.
Just a fucking sander.
Just this to the horror of everybody. Just sparks going and flying. And then you give, like, the part you sawzawed off that fucking bitch to the spouse.
Yeah.
Just be like,
then you got Uncle Ted, you know, who's the spook of the family, just sitting there. This is our tax dollars at work. They're wasting this money on these fucking participation trophies.
I bet there's something else in that trophy they're not wanting us to see.
Pure Colombian heroin.
Some Bam Bam in there.
I was in Nam. They were smuggling drugs out in my partner's bodies. I saw some shit, man.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so I fucking did that. I saw that story about the Navy flying around in the jet and put a giant dick in the air. That was amazing.
That was hilarious.
Like, that. I love how they tried to play it off. Like, and the best part is some mom called it in. Like, I don't know if that's supposed to be.
I like how she called it in. Like, it couldn't just be some random cloud formation somehow.
I'm just loving, like...
Are people going to start calling in Mother Nature when a cloud looks like a giant penis?
There's a giant phallic shape. Can you get the air blower out and fucking get that cloud out of here?
I know the government can control the weather.
I love how we make all these weird people backwoods hicks.
That's just like the typical dumb guy voice.
Yeah, I'm just picturing somebody walking out there in their white shirt with a big-ass barbecue stain on it, just going, well, I'll be damned. Just, yeah. But, yeah, I saw that, and I just could not quit laughing. I'm like, what's wrong with that? And, A, that is a skilled-ass pilot.
You know what would have been way better? As if, like, instead of calling it in, she, like, called her local church and was like, I see God's penis in the sky. He's trying to tell me something.
God is going to give us another child.
Yeah, he's going to impregnate somebody. That's what the dick in the sky means. Jesus is coming back!
It's pointing to the next Mary.
Him!
Yeah. It's fucking great. Yeah, so... I did I saw a dick in a picture on a clear blue sky.
That'd be the greatest, like, preacher or, like, sermon of all time. I had a vision last night that I was dreaming, and I was flying through the sky trying to touch God. And I flew right through a penis-shaped cloud, and I woke this morning, and a big old dick cloud was outside my window. And that's when I knew God was speaking to me, and he was telling me, Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
Hey, dude, hey, psst, hey, dude, fucking G.W. Bush is a goddamn preacher. What the fuck?
You can't be saying dick in a fucking, you can't say seeing penis and dick.
G-Dubs is up there doing a line of coke and talking about penises in the sky. Like, what the fuck?
God also promised me free tacos.
It's just like, that would be the best church and draw. Like, you'd have a line to get
Dick
in that
Cheney's
fucker.
Cheney's over there fucking
shooting people as they leave. No, he'd be
give
fucking...
some fucking money.
I'm going to shoot you in the back as you leave. Like fucking Benedict Cumberbatch. It's like, yep. Damn it. So, what was the other thing? Oh, I watched fucking... God, I'm... Oh, that Dragonaut thing I was telling you about.
Yeah.
So, watch that. And man, that is a weird-ass story. Like, And, I mean, you can go check it out if you're reading Snap Reviews. You read it on Monday. But the fun part about it is it's like this giant meteorite asshole in the sky. And I say it's an asshole because it's a meteorite with a giant hole in the center of it. And I think they said it's where Pluto used to be. So it already passed cool. Uranus. Because that's still a goddamn planet. I don't care what anybody says.
What, Pluto or Uranus?
Uranus.
Uranus is a planet.
They took it away. Or did they take away Pluto?
They took away Pluto, you dip fuck.
Oh, see? Oh, fuck. So, wait, what? Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I had those two flip-flop then. Damn.
Yeah, they took away Pluto.
Oh, sorry, fucking Disney. That's... your shit dog's not named down. Him. Yeah, I was going to say... oh, no!
Oh, sorry, Pluto. Time for me to put you down, old boy. Don't struggle, goddammit! He's, like, choking him because Mickey's a fucking horrible person. Doesn't even have the kind of courtesy to use a gun.
Yeah, he's got, like...
He's a murderer.
Fucking...
And then he went after his creator, Walt Disney, because he started getting the thirst of blood.
Well, no, I think what happened is, I mean, he just whiskey-soaked all over his whiskers. And then, yeah, he went behind there. He's like, I watched Old Yeller. I know what I got to do. I'm going to take my yellow dog out there, and I'm going to put him down.
Yep.
Ain't no fucking Red Fern here. I know those are two separate movies, but both of them end the same way.
Yes, they do.
What was that, the 70s?
Where a fucking kid dies.
I mean, like, what was up?
I'm gonna go put down my friend.
What was the fucking 70s about? It's just murder your dog, man. And then they had fucking Cujo, too. Like, it was just murder dogs.
Well, you know, at least it made kids tough.
And I don't think they had, like, special actors. They probably did kill those dogs.
Yeah, probably.
Just like, oh.
They're like, whoa, these special effects are crazy. And they're like, what are special effects?
Yeah, what the fuck? I thought it died. We had to kill six of them to get the shot right.
We didn't get quite the yelp out of the first three.
Yeah. So, the Dragonaut thing.
PETA. We're taking callers.
We're puntinggame@gmail.com, where you can tell us how to throw paint on dogs.
Yep.
So that Dragonaut thing
they call us the dogs, Nathan.
Woof. The Dragonaut thing was weird, though, because so that space anus that called Tyranna, some weird version.
Tyrannoball, the steroid that they supposedly What's-His-Nuts was taking?
Sure, why not? Close enough. It's like Thanatos or something like that, I believe. Anyways, so you get these people running around, and what it does is it gives all these fucking earth eggs, and then you go stick your arm next to it, and it gives all these tentacles that take blood, and then this, they call it resonance, and basically this human gets born that can turn into a dragon, but these dragons are weirdly, like, just mechanical looking, and they're just weird designs, every one of them. And, yeah, so they're just battling and all this stuff. And then Thanatos turns out, instead of being an asshole, it's a giant penis, because it unravels in a very thin, very long dragon with no wings. It just fucking circles Earth at the end, and I gotta beat it, and it's just fucking weird. I probably chose my words wrong there, calling it a giant penis and then saying they need to beat it, but hey, you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, this sounds like a very strange anime.
It was, like, looking on the course of it, I'm like, because I got far enough that I'm like, I'm going to finish this fucking 24 episodes in? And then it made it, like, they beat the thing, and then it goes on, and there's a 25th, but I couldn't even. I was just like, all right, whatever. I think I got the gist of it. I'm good. I don't think I need to continue this. So, just weird, crazy people. And then watch some more of that Black Clover. That shit's good. And then, okay, fuck it. Let's just talk about, because I know you watched, well, even more than I. Then got into some motherfucking Frank Castle.
Oh.
Some Punisher.
Oh, yeah. How many episodes are you in right now?
I am now about to start episode 8 after this show.
Gotcha. Yeah, I need to finish it. I think I have 2 episodes left.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Really dark. Dude, it's everything I wanted it to be. Lots of murder. I like the storyline, too. It's been very, like, because I wasn't sure how good it was going to be, like how it was going to go or how they were going to try to take this because, you know, since his family's dead, you know, I was like, okay, so, I like how what they didn't do is they didn't try to tell the whole story of him trying to get the revenge on all the people who were involved with killing his family. Like, they ended that right off of the bat, or like the show. That's how they started the series, and then go right into like some other, storyline where things go deeper into about what he was doing overseas. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate it. There's only one knock I have against this so far.
Yeah,
and that is there's absolutely zero mention of any of the other Marvel superheroes that are in here, namely Iron Man and Spider-Man, who the Punisher is so prevalent in. I understand Spider-Man due to the whole Fox thing, but Iron Man...
Sony, dipshit.
Huh?
He's owned by Sony, not Fox.
Or Sony, whatever. You know what I meant, though. He's not
no,
with...
No, I didn't, because you named a completely different company that has nothing to do with it.
Suck my wang. Oh, wait, I
also,
can't say
Sony
that.
Also, Sony has
I'll
been willing to work with Marvel... And that's how they were able to get him in the Marvel Universe, is because Sony and them partnered up. Fox, on the other hand, is a bunch of dickbags.
Oh, they have
X-Men. Won't work with Duke. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, fun fact, and not to get too off topic, they can't, Marvel can't say mutants because Fox are literally assholes.
Yep.
So they have to say, like, genetically altered people, or I forget what they say. They can't, it's like, oh, we can't call anybody just a mutant.
Right. Well,
gifted.
That's the same thing when, like, DC, that's why they call all their people metahumans.
Yeah, and that's just like,
yeah.
So dumb.
No, well, like, there's no need for him to mention. There's no point, though, at this. There's no reason for them to mention Spider-Man or Iron Man.
No, there is. But they don't really. I mean, you don't need to mention them just as a throwaway comment. You could have somebody in Afghan that's just like. Because it's roughly the same time period as when they're overseas when he's doing his flashbacks. That's roughly the same period. You could have somebody just mention, like, yo, I saw fucking Iron Man fly by. It was amazing. Just saw him go zooming on by. But, or, they don't, it's not like I'd want them to be tied in.
It'd be really forced, though.
You could just have it.
I get if you're trying to do that, like, what you want. But otherwise, like, I feel like it'd be super forced. Because they don't spend a lot of time discussing off-topic random things in when they're overseas. Most of the flashbacks you see are them getting explained why they're all being assembled to do the task they're doing.
Well, like in that one task, they could have just... Master, that one one of those tasks, they could have just been like, hey, here, Tony Stark was over here showing off his weapons arms that he just created and has been taken...
But that's, Nathan, that's not the fucking point of their mission. Why would they go after a thing that's on the books? The whole point of that operation, it was never on the books. Nobody knew they were over
there. I'm just trying to spitball an idea.
You're a fucking terrible writer, and that's why you don't write in Hollywood.
Same to you, dipshit.
At least I understand, like, you're trying to completely rewrite the story.
No, I'm not trying to rewrite. I just want to throw away line, just to actually tie it in, because I'm just surprised at how blatantly they disregard everything that happens. So,
is that true?
There's no mention of any other thing. Like, honestly...
There's no need.
There's nothing... If it's in the Marvel universe, like they've said, do something to make it obvious. No, these are in the same timelines... Whereas right now, yes, this show's fucking awesome.
Well,
but
they're banking
nothing...
on the fact, though, that you've watched, which you haven't, so you wouldn't know this.
Because who's watching the fucking Flash? It's garbage.
No, oh my God, you're an idiot. It's not the Flash.
I know, it's Daredevil. I'm just fucking fucking with you. But honestly, Daredevil's garbage.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
You haven't watched it. How would you know?
I read a review.
You didn't read anything. You're a fucking liar.
Yes, I am. I didn't read shit.
Dude, the second season is where they introduce the fucking Punisher.
Yeah, and it's fucking timelines are weird like that. I just find this one weird.
Nathan, the reason they don't talk about it at all is because in the first Daredevil, the first season of Daredevil takes place right after the incident in New York City where the aliens came down and the Avengers stopped them in the first Avenger. So it's already established that Daredevil is they're living in that time period. Same thing with Jessica Jones. They mentioned that too in her series.
But they mentioned nothing.
And then they introduced Frank Castle in Daredevil 2, or it's the second season. So therefore, it's already known that he lives in that universe. He's already a part of that.
Not if you didn't watch it.
There's no reason to fucking mention it.
No, they need to fucking mention it. They gotta make a nice little bow tie on this. Make it so people like me that don't watch their shitty versions of their show put in something that ties it together.
You're a real piece of shit.
No, it's just they need to not make pieces of shit, such as the blind asshole.
You've never watched it. How would
you
know
it's bad?
Yes,
I did. Ben Affleck was terrible as the Daredevil. Why would I want to rewatch that? Like, in the last time I tried to watch something new, I watched two episodes, or maybe one, of Iron Fist, and I hated myself for it. It's an
that
hour
show wasn't
off my
good.
Fucking
I'll admit
life.
That. But you watched Luke Cage, didn't you?
Fuck yes. Luke Cage is amazing.
You watched Jessica Jones, right?
That's still the best one, and Punisher might oust that.
But you haven't seen fucking Daredevil, the one that started everything.
Because it's hot trash.
You have nothing to base that off of because you've never seen it.
Oh, I know. It's like an intuition. You get these gut feelings and you really know it's trash. Like,
you can go to hell.
I saw thumbs down.
You
okay?
Go to hell and you
it's
die.
Thumbs up or thumbs down. There's not even a star system. So I saw the thumbs down. I'm like, yeah, that's not good.
It's not thumbs down. It's thumbs up. It's one of the highly rated ones they have.
It's a no. That's a lie. Now that
no,
is a
is
lie.
It?
What's the highest rated one?
It's one of the highest rated ones.
Oh, well, it's if so,
it goes
it's
Jessica Jones, Daredevil.
No, it doesn't.
Now the Punisher and then Luke Cage.
No, Luke Cage is ahead of Daredevil. Daredevil's no, probably isn't. Behind like Adam's family. It's somewhere
dude,
at the bottom.
Fucking Luke Cage was good, but it dragged on too long.
Yeah, Luke Cage should have been a 6-episode season. That's enough. He's like a Luke Cage to me is kind
of. Did you like the show The Defenders? Did you watch The Defenders with all of them?
No, because it would have made. I intentionally didn't watch that because I'm not going to watch Daredevil and I don't really care to watch that one. So that I'll admit, just for that purpose. I just don't like Daredevil. I never have. I never liked his comics. I don't care about his character. I always thought it was
watch
trash.
Watch the fucking show. Well, watch 3 episodes.
I guess. I mean, fuck. Are they bringing Elektra in, too? Because that was the
yes,
only
they do.
God damn it. So they're reprising
that fucking
movie.
One, she's in the Defenders. They go against her. She gets brought in during the second season. Actually, she's mentioned in the first season, then brought in the second season, and then she's in the Defenders, too. Not as a Defender, but.
Fuck. What did. She's. What? Oh, God damn it.
I've never even read a Daredevil comic.
Yes, I have. It's fucking trash. I did when I was a kid, dude. It's been so long since I've read
well,
that.
Well, you need to watch. Just okay, for the simple fact that you like The Punisher, at least, even if you don't, like, watch the first 3 episodes of the first season. If you don't like that, at least just skip to season 2 of Daredevil and watch it just to see Frank Castle's character in season 2 of Daredevil. Because it's fucking awesome just to watch him in that series.
All right, yeah. Give
it's
it a whirl.
That whole second season of Daredevil is the reason why I was fucking pumped to see a Punisher series. Because there's a scene in there where he literally kills 13 people in a jail cell while he's in prison.
So, is that showing him break out then?
Just watch the season. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, because he breaks out of jail. It's mentioned here, so I'm assuming that's.
Yeah, he breaks out of jail. But he gets arrested first. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. All I know is I'm just waiting for. And it's not going to happen, clearly, because where this season's going, how it's going to end, I can already tell it's not going to be ending with the Punisher I know and love that's like a quasi-villain / good guy. Well, I guess that what I just said, in other words, called anti-hero, which he is in Spider-Man, where it's like, oh, hey, I'll help you out right now, but I want to murder these people.
He is an anti-hero.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, he's he's not that in the like Spider-Man style.
Nathan,
that I remember.
He's not a Spider-Man character.
He was in Spider-Man. The animated thing.
Yeah, I know he's in Spider-Man, Nathan, but that's not going to happen. Spider-Man's a movie franchise. They're never going to cross paths.
No, I know they're not going to cross paths. I'm just saying I want that guy where what I remember as a kid, when they did cross paths in the animated series, and it wasn't as hyper-violent, but still, the Punisher is like, oh, cool, you're going after that guy too. Let's race to him. If I get him first, he's dead. Like, I want that guy back. Where it's just like, oh, okay.
You're not going to get it in a live-action TV series. Oh,
I just want the glory times back. It's so good.
Go buy the animated series then.
Oh, it probably costs so much money because there's so many episodes.
They don't make it on DVD.
Oh, fuck. Of course
I've
not.
I've looked into it.
Maybe they have them on Amazon.
Nope, they don't because I've looked into
no,
it.
No, like digital.
They don't.
Oh, my. Oh, fuck.
I don't know what the deal is.
Sony.
They're super stingy about it. I think it's because Sony bought him. Yeah. So they just don't produce it.
Assholes.
Why can't I hear myself on your end?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird.
You're not reverberating or anything. It's odd. But no, that show is phenomenal.
Yeah, it really makes me mad that they don't have any way of watching it. Other than the fact when it used to be. It was on Netflix at one point, but. Not anymore.
Yeah, but back to the Punisher, man. That it's so intense. Like there, it goes from such highs to such lows, and it's and I mean
yeah,
that in the best
like
way.
How they do in Daredevil.
Yeah, but that one probably fucks it all up. This one really makes it hit home.
No, it's really good. I enjoyed every part of this series so far. I was actually like last night. I started like episode. I think I'm on episode 11. So I started it. And my buddy's like, I was going to go over to his place and watch Survivor Series, WWE Survivor Series, you know, SmackDown versus Raw. And he was like, yeah, it starts at 7. I'm like, cool. So I'm going to watch one more episode, and then I'll head over to your place. So I started it, and it got really good right away because it's towards the end of the season. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah. And he texts me. He's like, dude, I'm sorry, but I forgot to tell you it actually starts at 6, so you might want to get over here. And I'm like, you motherfucker. So I had to stop. I was really bummed because I had to stop the episode right when it got good and then had to drive over there and I missed like part of the first match of Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah? How was Survivor Series?
Dude, it was fucking awesome. AJ Styles had to fight Brock Lesnar because they're both the heavyweight champions for SmackDown and Raw.
See, you say AJ Styles, and I know that's a dude, but I just can't help but not think of AJ... that was with CM Punk.
I don't know who that is.
It was like a manager. She just ran around and skipped. That was the only AJ I've ever known.
No, but AJ Styles, dude, is like one of the best wrestlers like ever, dude. He's the phenomenal one. That's the only way you can say it. What? AJ Styles, the phenomenal one.
The phenomenal one? Like, okay. Yeah. It sounds like he's like breeding himself with Mr. Perfect and The Undertaker as the Phenom.
He's the phenomenal one. That's his gimmick.
All right.
And he's fucking awesome. He's one of the best wrestlers. He wrestled over in Japan a lot. Like, a lot of the best dudes, man, they wrestled over in Japan before they came over to the U.S., and they are fucking good.
So, are the Japanese wrestlers that come from over there still super crazy athletic and flying all over the place?
Yeah, that's like the whole thing. Like AJ Styles wrestles over there, and that's what he does. A lot of like one of his finisher he does, man, he gets outside the ropes, right, and he's standing on the canvas, right, on the outside of the ropes.
Gotcha. And
he jumps, he pulls himself down, gets on top onto the top rope, like in the middle of it, right,
off the top ropes.
Springboards himself off the rope, though. No, but he's not in the corner.
Oh.
He's, like, in the middle of them. Sprint in, like, so he puts his feet, like, on in the middle of the rope, and then the rope shoots him up, and he drops a forearm right across people's fucking foreheads.
Whoa. So, I'm trying to fathom this, because you said he's a heavyweight.
Yeah, but he moves like a welterweight.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So how high is he getting then? I'm just not picturing a heavyweight going that high off of one of the ropes.
Oh, dude, he gets up there, dude.
Huh.
Yeah,
weird.
He's awesome. Unfortunately, Brock Lesnar beat him last night, though, which everybody kind of saw. Like, happening just because Brock Lesnar, like, he's just this overpowered, you know, strong dude. So he kind of whooped up on AJ. But it was a great match to watch, though.
Huh.
Yeah, and then the final match, it ended up coming down to the – it was a five-way Survivor match. So there's five people on each team, Raw versus SmackDown. You got to pin everybody or, like, submit them or whatever to get them out. Everybody's got to get pinned. But it's like kind of like a tag team. Only one person can be in the ring at a time, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to – I can't – all I know is, like, first – like, it was a big deal because Triple H is now part of Raw.
Wait, and, what? I thought he was done wrestling.
He's done wrestling, but he's part of the thing. Like, they do a thing now where, like, even the guys who, like, run it, because, like, so, like, Kurt Angle and Triple H now are, like, you know, part of the show. They're running Raw, right?
Okay.
So, they were, but, so him and Kurt Angle were both on Team Raw last night, and it was really strange, just because, like, Triple H, nobody likes Triple H. Everybody hates Triple H. So, like, and so the whole thing that happened was throughout the whole match, you know, it was Shane McMahon runs SmackDown, if you didn't know that.
Wait. So, okay, let me get this straight. So, Triple H runs Raw now?
No, Kurt Angle does.
Wait, what? I thought Triple H would, because isn't he married to Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, but he was running NXT for a while, which is the thing below the WWE. That's like where they're like their farm system.
Wait. They bought NXT?
Yeah.
Who? Okay, so is there any alternative wrestling they don't own now?
Yes, absolutely. There's a ton of independent ones.
Oh, okay. Outside of like Slam Jam, the thing you went to?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Like, a lot of them go to Japan and shit. So what happened was Kurt Angle and it came down to, like, there's a new superstar, and I'm forgetting his name, which bothers me. If people are big wrestling fans, they're probably going to be mad at me. But he's this huge dude. He is Braun Strowman. Yeah, that's what it is. He's a scary motherfucker. He's like 6'8", just massive dude, like just terrifying.
Yeah, I've seen him selling paper towels. He's a big motherfucker with that pleated shirt.
No, you wouldn't say that about this dude if you saw him. He got three of the five dudes off of SmackDown out of the ring. And then I can't remember who. I think Kurt Angle got out the fourth. And then it's just down to Shane McMahon, right? So it was Shane McMahon and Angle in the ring, right? And it was Braun Strowman and then Triple H outside of the ring still in the match for Team Raw. And Angle and McMahon got into it and then, like, both kind of, like, fell on each other. What happened was Triple H comes in. Right as he's about to eliminate Shane McMahon, Kurt Angle's about to eliminate Shane McMahon, Triple H gets in there and then pedigrees fucking Kurt Angle.
Did he break his neck again? Because that man, granted his neck is like the size of my calf, or my thigh better yet, his neck has been broken a couple times.
No, but what happened was then you know, everybody's kind of confused, and Triple H puts Shane's body, because he's just like on the ground, like beaten, man. He's like taking a huge beating this whole time, and he puts his body over Kurt, which then the ref has to count because he's over top of him, and he gets out, and Kurt Angle's out. So then Triple H is looking at Braun Strowman standing outside of the ring. And everybody's like, oh, my God, is, like, he about to help out his brother-in-law or what? No, he pedigrees fucking Shane McMahon after he gets up and then pins him. And so Triple H takes the credit for trying to take the credit for winning. And then fucking Braun Strowman ends up powerbombing him later and telling him, like, don't ever cross me again.
Huh. Well,
it was a crazy end.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, though, I mean, you go back to, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, that would have never happened. because it was Triple H, or it was the, I mean, it was Triple H, it was The Rock, or it was Shawn Michaels, like, or Stone Cold. Like, you had,
well, that's kind
four
of the
pillars.
Point is, like, he was doing, he did that trying to keep glory for himself and not letting new talent go, like, get its new place, you know what I mean?
Okay, so they're still doing the storylines. I like it. Nice.
That's the whole point of WWE, Nathan. There's no,
no.
It's all about storylines.
I try to go back to it, and here, I'll tell you this, because I went to one, a WWE, oh my God, I went to a WWE Raw that hit here, over in Omaha.
Yeah, you went to a house show.
No, I went to Raw.
You went to an actual taping of Raw?
Yes.
So, you know for a fact it was being taped, it wasn't a house show?
Yes. So I went and saw this. It was on a Monday night. It was live. And then they were doing that whole deal because I got to go in with the masses that have their, which I'm amazed at how many people carry in those placards. Like, they're not folded. They're not discreet. It's walking in there loud and proud. And I've never seen so many people wearing other people's face on their shirts. So we're going in because got to see John Cena defend his belt and all that stuff, which on Raw, no one ever loses their belt, at least not the champion, the heavyweight title holder. So got to see all that. But it was amazing to watch that stuff. But I just wish I could go back to see like the big pillars. I never got to see anybody just say, hey, here's the passing of the torch. But the moral of the story is there was really no story. And mind you, this is 2011, 2010, like in that period. And there just really wasn't any story. And maybe it's because I was actually there live.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like when you go to those live, when you go there live, you miss a lot of like, I know sometimes I play some of the stuff on the board, but for a lot of times it's like you miss a lot if you're not at home watching it and listening to some of the announcements or saying some stuff. So,
yeah, so I don't know. That's why I was just like, because I sat there and that was the only thing I've seen in years. So it was the only thing I've seen since early to mid 2000s. So I go there, I'm like, oh, okay, I don't even know who this is. Okay, what's yeah. going on?
Still fun, though.
Oh, no, it's still fun. It's just still a bunch of crazy people. I mean, I distinctly remember the woman that was sitting next to us losing her shit when Cena came out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, yeah. It's great. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
9 out of 10. Would recommend to do it again.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. So what else, man?
I don't... You know, the only other thing I really got that I've been doing is... got booked on some shows. I can plug those.
All right, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, December 9th, I'm going to be here in Des Moines at the Hall Avenue Tavern. I'll be there performing. You can find that stuff up on, if you just search in the Des Moines comedy scene on Facebook, you can find all that shit. And, yeah, so I'll be there. And then, already booking for 2018, what? January 13th, I'll be in Albia, Iowa, doing shows out there. I'm going to be performing at a country club for the grand old people of Albia.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go over well.
What do you mean?
I'm just picturing a bunch of uppity fucks.
Like, Albia? No, it's what it is my buddies are from there, so they're booking this show and whatever. So,
gotcha. It's
not like that.
Oh, okay. I just hear country club.
Yeah, just want to make sure I plug those.
Gotcha.
Check me out and... on December 9th here in Des Moines, or you can head on over to Albia, Iowa on January 13th.
All right, I think that about wraps most things up. I mean, we do have a slight announcement to make. It's a big one. You know, punninggame.com has become a global brand as part of being the fastest-growing internet podcast out there at this point in time. We have become basically a conglomerate, so much so that we started buying up shit. And in our acquisitions of buying up shit, we got something special for you. And I'll let Wade tell you more about it.
Yeah, that's right. We got a new podcast coming to the Punning Game family. We have Things About Stuff, hosted by the Bearded Wonder and Judge Dye. That might sound familiar because I was on their podcast a couple weeks ago. They decided they'd like to join our podcast or network, podcast network. Is that what we're going to start calling it now? I don't know.
Podwork.
They're going to join our website and they're going to host their podcast right on our website where you can find it. And they'll also be available in iTunes and Google Play. That'll happen within the next, either at the end of this week or at the early, if not this end of this week, it'll be the following week. So in starting December, they're going to be on the fucking website.
Hey, you know, Turkey Day throws things off.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, man, welcome to the family. We welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
Welcome to the fastest growing. Well, you can be second fastest growing. I mean, let's be honest. We're a big deal.
Yeah.
Welcome. I hope everybody gives them a listen. That's not an option. You will give them a good listen.
Yeah. If you like the randomness of this podcast, you're going to like the randomness of theirs.
It just fits. Just like a sweet, sweet merger of whipped cream on pie.
Yes.
So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up. However, everybody have a happy turkey day. By have a happy turkey day, I mean don't eat turkey, eat ham. Also, go check out punningame.com for all your Thanksgiving needs. You can get this show and all its past history and glory. You flunkies are making it huge. And that is the one thing you definitely need to download. All past 82 episodes. Do it. Or while you're stuck in those shitty, shitty conversations that hopefully don't take that long, kill time by faking listening, but actually reading those beautiful snap reviews we have out there for you. Such as Dragonauts. Such as How High. Such as all the random shit we've written about in the past just for you to adhere to moments like this. To pretend that Uncle Frank really has something important to say this year. Move past. Or, better yet, be an antisocial fucker and put in some headphones. And then watch the thing you should all be watching.
Fun Pun Gaming. That's the gaming channel where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of video games and do commentary and talk shit over them. Yeah, you can check that out at punninggame.com, and you can see the latest two episodes in the Just Browsing section. Or if you need every playthrough we've ever done, just hit the Fun Pun Gaming tab. Bam, there it is. And if you need those sweet nugs, you know you got to head on over to youtube.com. Type in Fun Pun Gaming and hit subscribe, and then you get all that nice niche of it right away before we even put it on the website.
All right. That being said, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, don't forget to check out Things About Stuff coming soon.
Oh, yes, definitely. More to come on that on the site, and you'll be the first to know, of course, by following at Pun and Game on Twitter, because that's your first stop news source for everything Pun and Game.
Indubitably.
That being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a fellow brethren that's in the Air Force, tell them to keep drawing those dicks in the sky. Big 10-4, we're out for the week. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's God's penis.
Who is this?